Hello and welcome to this AIM Leadership Interview. Today I'm pleased to be joined by Elizabeth Sinclair, the Global Director of Marketing for Bartender Software by Seagull Scientific. Elizabeth currently serves AIM North America as the chair for the Cannabis Work Group. So Elizabeth, can you tell the listeners about yourself and the AIM North America Cannabis Work Group?
Thanks, Mike. Sure. In my day job, I'm Director of Marketing for Bartender Software, and I've been involved with AIM since 2013 when I first joined the AIDC community. My activities include acting as the startup chair for AIM's Track and Trace work group a few years ago. Our cannabis work group is comprised of leaders in auto ID technology, companies that manufacture hardware like printers, scanners, RFID interrogators, software developers, companies that manufacture media like labels and RFID inlays, other standards organizations, for example, GS1 has participated in our meetings, and organizations who've created new technologies like digital watermarks, for example. They're innovative people doing important things, and it's really been an honor for me to work with them. We were convened about a year ago in response to industry need. The cannabis industry is on an explosive growth trajectory, as you may know. Growers, processors, and retailers are navigating significant challenges in a relatively new industry. The need to comply with traceability regulations adds a layer of complexity to what it is they do. The members of our work group recognize this need, and we came together because we thought we might apply our experience in other industries to help the industry.
Great. So the AIM North America Cannabis Work Group just published their first white paper, Track and Trace for the Cannabis Industry, From Cultivation to Consumer. Can you give an overview of the white paper?
Sure, we're pretty proud of it. Our first white paper is a primer on the AIDC technologies that are going to enable regulatory compliance and process efficiencies at scale as the cannabis industry grows. The white paper's primary goal is to lay a basic foundation, a starting point, if you will, to help companies in the cannabis industry understand the lingo and technologies so they can start to make informed decisions as they begin research into technology solutions and start working with vendors. The white paper begins with a discussion about data carriers, the barcodes, RFID, and symbologies that are the first level tools of AIDC. It covers blockchain, which because of its ability to secure authentication is experiencing really rapid adoption in the cannabis industry, maybe more rapid adoption than in any other industry besides the financial world. The white paper also provides an overview of hardware like printers and scanners and software. Early on, many companies made the mistake of assuming that their regular office printer and Microsoft Word or Adobe Illustrator made the best solution to their labeling and tracking challenges for the cannabis industry. And that approach might work up to a point, but it's not scalable and it won't easily integrate into state mandated software and platforms like Metric, BioTrack, MJ Freeway, or Kind Agrisoft. There are AIDC tools that other industries have adopted and that work and that can help the cannabis industry.
So you mentioned that cannabis is a rapidly growing market. What are some of their biggest challenges?
Yeah, well, so I see two significant issues for the industry, at least in the US, that AIDC can help solve. The first is regulatory compliance. The burden for identification and tracking is significant in this industry. How is a grower supposed to track every seed, every plant in their facility? How are they supposed to record and identify potency and cannabinoid percentages for every plant, both upstream and downstream, to every node in the supply chain? There's a vast amount of variable data that needs to be shared, which is going to require robust systems for managing that information, and also systems interoperability, a common language, if you will, among participants and constituents in this industry. Identifying, tracking, reporting, and creating supply chain and retail labeling to meet regulatory requirements is a huge undertaking and maybe not the core competency of those organizations who are part of the cannabis industry. So this doesn't even begin to address the patchwork of similar parallel regulations in the US. The rules companies operate under vary from state to state, and they're not static. They're changing as the industry is growing. Until we have federal legislation, those in the cannabis industry are going to have to remain compliant with the regulatory nuances of each and every state in which they operate. I see the second significant challenge is really the inherent growth of the industry. Many systems implemented even as recently as 2 years ago are now obsolete. They can't keep up with the industry growth and the needs of companies. And complete reinvestment in software and hardware every couple of years is unsustainable. Besides being expensive, the process of choosing new tools takes time and diverts people and resources away from other necessary parts of the business. The right AIDC tools deployed properly are flexible and scalable, even modular, plug and play. Auto ID, if deployed properly, can grow with the business as the business grows.
And traceability is key to any successful supply chain. Having the ability to track and record data is important. Is supply chain traceability something new? Has it been done before?
So from the perspective of the cannabis industry, this must seem like an insurmountable problem. But this is what's so promising to us in the auto ID community and in our work group specifically. We've done this before. We've helped other regulated industries with traceability and regulatory compliance. We don't have to reinvent the wheel. When FDA created rules for traceability of medical devices and pharmaceuticals, it consulted with AIM about technology and capabilities. The global medical device and pharma industries relied on AIM members and AIDC to meet these new regulations. So now, unique device identification for medical devices has been successfully implemented. It provides a new layer of human safety around the globe. The Drug Supply Chain Security Act is in ongoing stages of deployment. AIM continues to help food producers and processors with global safety and traceability requirements. We're used to solving complex identification and data challenges, and we've been doing it for decades. This isn't our first rodeo.
So what's up next for the AIM North America Cannabis Workgroup? How can people get involved?
Well, we're presently involved in outreach to cannabis industry groups. To us, they're a direct connection to our audience of growers, processors, academics, regulators, and retailers. We anticipate participating by speaking at industry meetings, writing for publications, being available at trade events, presenting webinars. We're really eager to meet and work with the industry. And our second white paper is in the outline stage. It approaches AIDC and cannabis by application rather than by technology. So we identify and discuss technologies that for each application, things like retail labeling, greenhouse traceability requirements, lab testing, we look at the ways AIDC can make doing business easier for the cannabis industry by looking at these specific applications. And as far as joining our group, we're lucky to have convened a group of dynamic, smart people. And if you'd like to get involved, we'd love to have you. Mike, how should those people interested in joining us get in touch?
Yeah, if you are interested in joining AIM North America, or if you simply have questions for us, please reach out to us through our website. That's aim-northamerica.org, or our telephone number. You can always call us at 724-742-4473. Thank you for your time, Elizabeth. Greatly appreciated, and looking forward to seeing what you guys have to work on here in the future.
My pleasure, Mike. Thanks.